Melissa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for a free coaching session just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
That's right. We're not letting nothing hold us back. We're getting ourselves together. And we're polishing up the act. And for those of you who have already polished up your act, congratulations. And those who are still polishing, we're waiting for you. We're here to support you. We're here to cheer you on. We're here to give you that push to get you over that hump. Well, this is the Coach Lalisa Show. Good morning, good morning, good morning. And welcome, welcome, welcome to Fantastic Fridays. Right here on the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, I tell you, it's going down today. Today is the day that we have businesses call in and give us your one-minute selling proposition. In other words, you have 1 minute to tell us what you want us to know about your business. The what, when, who, where, and I said even the why, if you can fit it in. What does your business do? Where do you do it at? Who do you do it for? And the information that you want your customers to know. You know, they say today, you're not trying to learn how to sell. We're learning how people buy. So we got to do customer service relationship. That's why it's so big. That's why you're going to see such a huge move around the country for more customer service. And there's going to come a time where everyone from the CEO all the way down is going to have extreme customer service skills. And what are those customer service skills? What does it really take to provide excellent and exceptional customer service? Well, we're going to talk about that next week. Next week, we're going to be dealing with customer service type issues. Well, we want to make sure everyone knows that what's going down on tomorrow. Today is the eve of the Got Motivation Then Speak tour that is launching in Newark, New Jersey at Rutgers University in the Engelhard Hall, Bove Auditorium. That is located at 190 University Avenue, downtown in the city of Newark. Beautiful site. You have Rutgers University on one corner. You have NJIT on another, the New Jersey Institute of Technology on another corner. Then you have the college where I'm teaching, Essex County College, directly across the street. Then you have these three major colleges within a block from one another. Also, in the downtown Newark, we have a law school. So we have the Seton Hall Law School. Seton Hall is in South Orange, New Jersey, but the law school is in Newark. Also, not too far away, we have the University of Medicine and Dentistry, just a couple of miles. So from the Rutgers University, the NJIT, the New Jersey Institute of Technology, and then we have the two-year college, which also has a division within it of Thomas Edison. So individuals who really want to get a four-year degree and they want to stay attached to Essex County College can now do so through distance learning. So it's just a fabulous, fabulous place, and you want to get there if you can. But I want to welcome you to the show this morning. We're talking about that unique selling proposition. What you can say to a person, let's just say you're in an elevator, so you only have like 1 minute to tell them about your business. Now, I can tell you about the Performance Strategies Unlimited, which is my business. Performance Strategies Unlimited is a training and coaching company where we train people for greater performance productivity. We want to improve people's performance at work and in their personal lives as well. You can reach us on the internet at www.performancestrategiesunlimited.com. We will come in. We can do business analysis. We can do assessments, needs assessments. If you want to know, do your people need training? Well, let's do a needs assessment, and let's find out exactly what training that person needs. We also can come in and look at some curriculum that you have that you're using for your current in-house training programs, and we can update that curriculum for you, help you to redesign it so that it's more user-friendly and that your people are really applying what they know. We also do return on investment, ROI, evaluations. That is the highest level of evaluations that a training department or a company can do for their training to make sure the training is both effective and efficient. So I welcome you to call into the show, 347-945-7991. That's 347-945-7991. And tell us about your business. What do you do? Are you an accountant, a publisher, motivational speaker? You may own a bakery. You may own a restaurant. You may own a travel agency. You may have one of those network marketing businesses. Maybe you're Mary Kay rep. Yes, whatever it is, call in. Now, when you call in to the number, you have to hit the number one key so I will know that you have a question or a comment or that you want to speak so I can open your phone lines. Before, when I first started with Blog Talk Radio, the system wasn't set up like that. Anyone could call in and they would automatically be online. But now they set it up where you call in and you're not automatically online. You could open a person's mic and you weren't sure if they wanted to say something or not, rather. But now a person can actually let you know, because sometimes you open up a person's mic that wasn't really ready to speak or they really didn't have anything to say. But Blog Talk has since redirected that function, and now you have to raise your hand if you have something to say. But don't get it twisted. We are overly excited today, Friday, the eve of God Motivation Didn't Speak Tour, that's touring the country We're going to be down at Rutgers University on Saturday morning. Now, this organization, this program, rather, was put forth by Miss Adele J. Foster, who partnered with Mr. Howard J. Scott. And then you have little Lisa J. Williams. Now, I just realized that we all three have the same middle initial, and we are also connected to do this work. I've been knowing Mr. Howard for over 10 years, or knowing of him, and I've had conversations with him, a very dynamic person, very ambitious, a person who is certainly a leader, entrepreneur, who has a new book coming out, and it's all about seeds growing. He also used to run a newspaper here in New Jersey that was very powerful, a very dynamic newspaper. So he is going to be one of the speakers. Also, we have Mr. Jeffrey Dunn. Mr. Jeffrey Dunn works with small business owners throughout the state of New Jersey and probably other places as well. Mr. Jeffrey Dunn is going to be one of the speakers on Saturday. So you're going to get a power-packed day. Ms. Demetria Miller coming out of Texas. And then we also have Mr. Wally Hakeem, Mr. Boop Boop Knockout Negativity. That's his theme. Sometimes I've seen him speak before where he'll come out on the platform in boxing gear. With, you know, boxers wear that robe. He will come out letting us know that you have to fight against your negative thoughts. Negative thoughts will sometimes come from anywhere. You know, you can't always plan for these negative thoughts, but you have to be on guard at all times. You know, you may not always be able to plan for them because you weren't sure that this is what people would do. But, trust me, they will come, and you want to be ready. Negative thoughts can absolutely stop you from achieving the success, not only that you want, but that you deserve. That you have a right to be happy, to be whole, to be free, to be successful. That is your God-given right. But you have to work for it. It's not going to come easy. There will be a lot of pain and twists and turns as you're climbing that mountain or going toward that higher goal, that higher self in your life. There's going to be many challenges that will come your way and try to do what? Yes, you got it. They will come to try to stop you. But you can't let it stop you. You can't. You have to keep going. You have to keep going. You can't let anything stop you. You can't let negative people stop you. You can't let your own negative thoughts stop you. And you may say, well, how do I stop a negative thought? Well, every thought that comes in your head, this is how you have to do it. This is how I'm suggesting that you do it. You may have other ways. Other people may have given you suggestions. This is just Lalisa's suggestion. This is how I do it. Every thought that comes into your head, you have to take that thought captive. You have to see, you know, you have to check. In other words, to use a street terminology, you must check it. You know, check it at the door, just like when you come into a secure environment. When you get to the door, they check you. Just like going to the airport, before you can go back to the gates, you have to go through what they call a checkpoint. And they check everything. They check your luggage, if you're carrying any. They check your personal belongings, like if you're wearing a jacket or a coat. They'll put it on this belt, and it's going to go through a checkpoint. And then you yourself has to walk through. Well, that's sort of like what you're doing with your thoughts. You're going to send them through a checkpoint, and it's your mind. So your mind, you're going to look at your thought, and you're going to assess that thought. Is it a good thought? Is it a thought that's going to push and promote me to my destiny? Or is it a negative thought that's trying to hinder you? You know, I remember there was a time when I had a negative thought that told me I could never graduate high school. I had a negative thought that said I couldn't learn. So therefore, if I have a thought in my head telling me that I can't learn, that I'm not smart, that I can't learn, well, what happens with that negative thought is that we begin to speak these things, and then the next thing you know, I don't know where that came from, but then the next thing you know, you're acting it out. You're walking it out. Now you're acting like a person who can't think. And there it goes. There's the process right there. We have a negative thought. We begin to speak it. Next thing you know, we're acting it out. And so what happened? I ended up dropping out of high school. And it took me a while to go back. Though I had gone and got some training here and there. You know, I got a 9-month training certificate in as a clerk typist way back when, somewhere around 1975. I got this certificate, high school dropout, but my mother was constantly reminding me that, honey, you can't just sit at home and do nothing. You need to get out there and get a job. And so at that time, in the 1970s, the CETA programs were really the Community Employment and Training Act. Was very, very, very big and very well funded by the United States government. And they were probably in every city across the country. So we certainly had quite a few in Cincinnati, Ohio. And I decided, well, my mother encouraged me, and then I did decide to sign up. And I did. It was really, it was great. I learned a lot. It wasn't a degree, but it was enough to get me by and to get me to the next level. And see, that's the thing with people. You have to know what, even though you may be faced with some opportunity that may not seem like your big dream, or maybe you don't even have a big dream yet. Maybe you don't have any dream, and that's why you don't know which way to go. You don't really know what is lining up with what. Well, just move, period. Just move. Just move. Go and do something. But let it be something meaningful, because here's what I was told when I went to sign up for this 9-month, it was a 9-month program. I don't understand how they are sending people through these clerical programs or office support programs, and they're done in 4 weeks. 4 weeks is not enough time to learn a whole lot. And it's not enough time to transition yourself from one lifestyle to another. So here we are. It was a 9-month program. I finished the 9-month program. I learned shorthand, typing. They sent us through some math classes and some English classes, and then we graduated. It was a wonderful time period in my life. I felt a great, great, great sense of accomplishment, especially after having dropped out of high school and feeling like such a failure and such a loser. That's how I felt inside. But I really didn't tell anybody, but this is how I felt. So to go back to Betts Business School, that was like a breath of fresh air. And it felt good. And I had gotten a job after that, because they did the whole job placement thing. And they placed me in a company. Some of you may know it if you're in the Cincinnati area. Cincinnati Time Recorder. That's where I worked in the purchasing department for about a year. That job lasted 1 year when I got fired. I got fired for poor attendance. I was a great worker, but I just wouldn't go to work. So I often wondered, though, I've often wondered through the years, what would have happened had I stayed at Cincinnati Time. disorder. I often see people who are around my age, and they've been on their jobs 30 years at least, So you figure, you know, they're 18, so it's like 28, 48. So yeah, just like, oh my God, almost 40 years. Wow. So in just a couple of years, it'll be 40 years. So right now it's about, they've been on their jobs about, they started around 18, 19. Then they've been on a job about 35 years. If they started right after college, then they've been there about 30 years, 30, 31 years. And I see these individuals and I think, wow, that's what I would have been like probably. Had I stayed there, who knows? But I didn't stay there because I wasn't meant to stay on one job like that for 30 or 40 years. And people say, well, how do you know you weren't meant? Well, here's how you know, because I didn't. If you were meant to do something, you're going to do it. It's just that simple. Stop beating yourself up over things you didn't do and say, oh, I was supposed to. No, you weren't supposed to do that, because if you were supposed to do that, you would have done it. And if you were really, if you really felt you were supposed to do it, you'd go and do it now. Because I heard someone say, it's never too late to be who you should have been or what you should have been. It's not too late. So we're standing by waiting for you to call in and tell us about your business. Okay. Definitely tell us. Tell us about your business. Tell us what you do. The call-in number, 347-945-7991. Well, I can tell you about a couple of businesses that I know of, people that I know who are in business. We have my good friend. He's in business right here in the state of New Jersey. And he has a business. Let me just pull his business up online, and that way I can read to you of what he does. He actually has a company that videotapes people. Yes, his name is Mr. Anthony Hibbert. Hibbert, H-I-B-B-E-R-T. He does phenomenal videography and photography services. He will do your weddings, sweet 16s, corporate events, photo shoots, and so much more. Now, he has a company. It's called Hibbert Enterprises, LLC. Hibbert Enterprises, LLC. He has a phenomenal, I tell you, the boy is bad. I've used his services. He's done videos for us. He is awesome. So you definitely want to connect with him. You can find him right there on Facebook under Anthony, A-N-T-H-O-N-Y, Hibbert. So you definitely want to connect with him. Also, we can tell you about other people as well who have businesses. Now, Kiva, my good friend, you can find her on Facebook as well. Kiva Renee, she has a business. She's in Nashville, Tennessee. And her business is a business to strengthen and empower other women. So you can go to her website and find her on Facebook. You can connect with her. You might want to partner with her and what she's doing. She has a group called Women of Destiny, but she also has another nonprofit to help the community. You can make donations. And Kiva can also, if she wants, she can call in and tell you more about her business. The number is 347-945-7991. So far I've told you about my business. I told you about Kiva's business. And also Mr. Anthony Hibbert, who is the photographer. I also want to let you know about another young lady. She's also here in the New Jersey area, and you're welcome to look her up as well on Facebook. That's Miss Kelly Willer Weaver. You can find her on Facebook. She has a what we call a gospel cafe. She holds a gospel cafe. She'll hold it for you any via Facebook. She is also an author. She has two books currently in print. One book is The Keys to the Kingdom, and the other book is I Once Was Lost, Now I'm Found, What's Your Excuse? So she's going to be coming on one of our other shows, which airs on Sundays only, Sisters in the Spirit. Yep, you can tune in to Sisters in the Spirit every Sunday at 6 p.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio. And you will find, if you go back to the archives, all different kinds of shows. We have various very powerful testimonies on there of things that people are doing. Also, if you're in the New Jersey area, on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, you can come to the Wyndham Hotel, where I will be there conducting a seminar, yes, training people and teaching people the skills for public speaking. So all you got to do is call me, 888-714-7776. That's 888-714-7776. So what I do with that is, it's the nuts and bolts of public speaking. We go through hand gestures. We talk about those ums and how to get rid of those ums, ahs. As you're speaking, we teach you how to do extemporaneous speaking. Some of you know Toastmasters. I've been a part of Toastmasters for over 12 years now and have started several Toastmasters chapters, though I'm not a part of those chapters right now because they were at various companies that I was with, or we were in a building and we're no longer in that particular building. But I can start another one at any point in time. But instead, I'd rather do this training because I can kind of control it and do it on the types of intervals that work with my schedule, as opposed to Toastmasters where you have to do your meetings at least every week. But what I loved about Toastmasters, it keeps you on track and on point. Toastmasters gives you great time management skills, awesome leadership skills. The leadership training with Toastmasters is phenomenal. You'll even learn some publicity and PR work if you get on the to the level of an officer, which isn't hard to do. It's very easy. That's why I said the leadership is phenomenal. They will help grow you to being a great leader, and it doesn't take that long. They just had a big conference. I believe if it wasn't last weekend, it's this weekend coming. The Northeast section is having their big conference that they have every year. I've gone several times. I've even spoken at one of their conferences up in Boston. We had to drive to Boston to speak at one of their conferences. So Toastmasters is a great organization. So please go to my website, www.lilisajwilliams.com, and you will find their information about how you can attend some of these seminars, workshops, so that you can better your craft, your skill, your talents, your abilities, develop your gifts, discover your purpose, get a plan, put it in action. Also, while I have you, I want to also let you know that on Tuesday nights at 7, we do a call talking about the retreat that's coming up. I'm putting together a women's retreat. It's called the Releasing Your Inner Power Retreat. It's going to be held at Sandy Cove Ministries, which is located in Northeast Maryland. They have a wonderful website. You can go and check out the facility. It is www.sandycove.org. SandyCove.org. Please join us for this powerful, powerful, powerful retreat. 2 days. You're going to come in on Friday evening. We're going to have dinner. full dinner, full buffet style, salad, meats, vegetables, fish, you name it, the salad. This buffet has it all. It's like a cruise ship, and that's what it reminds me of. All this food, soups, all kinds of things at this spread, and it's buffet. So you can eat as much as you want or as little as you want. Then we'll go into a really nice, relaxing, pampering session on Friday evening. And then Saturday, we will begin a series of empowering workshops. We're going to teach you things that you are going to really walk away with some value. I'm going to be doing a seminar there on self-publishing, the importance of getting your book out. I'm going to also be doing some planning sessions, teaching on strategic planning, tactical planning, operational planning, so that we can reach our objectives and our goals. We're also going to have someone there teaching on purpose. What is your purpose? How to find your purpose? How to discover your purpose? How to walk in your purpose? Then we're going to have someone there teaching on peace. How to let things go. You know, some of us are just so bound up in contention and resentment and distrust, mistrust. Some of us are, you know, so caught up and suspicious of everything and everybody. That is a trap from the enemy who wants to keep us stagnated, who wants to shut us down. As a matter of fact, he would just love to kill us. But we're going to come to this conference, and we're going to get that. And then you're going to get a personal and professional development style assessment about your life, where you're going, what you're doing, things that you're working on. So we invite you to make your way over to the Sandy Cove Ministries in Northeast Maryland at this retreat. We have the awesome Dr. Hunter coming. She's the author of The Diary of a Crack Addict's Wife. She will also be there coming from North Carolina. I'm not sure how many women from North Carolina are coming, but there are a few coming. So we have awesome, awesome things for you at this retreat. When you leave that retreat Saturday, you will have breakfast in the morning, lunch in the afternoon. You will have dinner. There will be some entertainment throughout the day. There will be door prizes. There will be giveaways. On Sunday morning, we will wake up. We will have a prayer session. God is going to do some. He's going to miraculously launch us even further than where you are right now. So we're going to wake up Sunday morning, rather, and have we're going to eat breakfast. And we're going to come back into our meeting room and just have an awesome time worshiping our God. And then we're going to let you go, and you can go back to your places where you came from if you can. Because the last time I was there, I didn't want to leave. Oh, my God, there is such a powerful anointing in that place. Wait till you get there. And if you're like me, and you've been working hard all year long, running here, running there, setting this up, setting that up, making this happen for this person and that person and the family members, cooking and cleaning the house, going to the laundry, going to the cleaners, all of these things that we do day after day and day in and day out. Believe me, you're going to welcome this opportunity to come and relax and revive and retreat, to be poured into, to just be able to sit, gather some thoughts, write them down on paper, learn from one another. I am so excited about this retreat. So that's going to happen December the 10th, 11th, and the 12th. So go to my website. You can register online. You still have time. You can contact me at 888-714-7776. If you want more information, You can pay a deposit. It's very, 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 very inexpensive to come to this place. That's why I love it. It's only $170 for all of that, $170. Five meals plus your bed. You don't get your own room, but you do get your own bed. So you will have to share a room, but the rooms are beautiful, like hotel style. Hotel style rooms. And I mean quality hotels. So it's a beautiful place. Please make sure you get there. So today is Friday. Fantastic Friday. If you just tuned in, welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. I've been going over some highlights of some of the things we have coming up. I've also talked about some things that you can do to position yourself for success. You might want to go back and listen to the archives. I've invited most of you to a public speaking training that I'll be doing on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, in Newark, New Jersey, at the Wyndham. Also, look forward to seeing everyone on Saturday, those that can make it out on Saturday to Rutgers University. That is, if you don't have another engagement that you have to attend. We can't wait to see you there. And if you, there is a way to get it streaming if you're in another city, but you would need, I mean, another, like another state or so, and you're too far, you can't get here, you would have to call me later, probably around 9:30 or 10, and I can get you the person's information that can tell you about the streaming if you want to get it streaming. But today, you still have time to call in and shout out your business, but you got to hit your number one key to let me know you're ready, and I'll bring you on the line, and you can tell us about your business or tell us what business you want to have. Maybe you don't have a business yet. Maybe you want to start a business. Maybe you work for someone, but you're realizing that companies are not as stable as they once were. There was a time in the United States where companies were very stable. That has changed. You've got to get your own today. It's almost a must. So we have a caller wanting to share. I've just opened up your phone line. Good morning and welcome to the show today.
Good morning, Coach Lovisa. This is Kiva.
Good morning. Yes. Tell us about your businesses.
Well, I'm so excited about Women of Destiny. It's an organization that empowers women to find out their gifts and their callings and bring their dreams that are hidden inside them to come out. But also there's a facet of Women of Destiny that's coming out now also for, which is called Men of Valor. So it's Women of Destiny, Men of Valor, that also assists men to pull out their gifts and their dreams and their callings, because the family is so important to God, and He wants to pull out everything in both the men and the women so they can go forth in their destiny in this time. So I'm so excited, and we meet every third Thursday of the month. We have different speakers come in to empower us to go to our next dimension in our lives, and we eat and we fellowship, and it's just so exciting here in Nashville. I'm so excited, and we meet at Shoney's in Antioch, Tennessee. And I'm just so excited about what God is doing in this hour.
You should be. That sounds exciting. So you have the women. You had that for a while now. And now you are bringing the men. You know, I'm so glad to hear that. Because, wow, our men, wow. They need to know that they have businesses inside of them. You know, I think about my own husband who has been working, and, you know, there's nothing wrong with that, but, boy, he is so gifted. He could have started any company himself. He's, you know, but he didn't. So, I mean, it's okay, but I'm just saying, what if these men could attend your conference and learn? learn. You know, sometimes we don't do things just because we don't really know what the process is. And, you know, and me, for some reason, you know I was born and destined to be an entrepreneur because I get so excited when I see other people become entrepreneurs. That just excites me. And it was amazing to me initially when the Holy Spirit, you know, dropped in my spirit to go get an MBA because I was like, are you sure? You know, like, yeah, like the Holy Spirit doesn't know what it's telling you. I'm like, are you sure, God? Like, I know, Kiva, you say that sometimes too, right?
Yes.
So that's why you're laughing. Like, are you sure? Me? An MBA? Do you know that? I'm like, do you know that stands for Masters of Business Administration? And I can see God looking like, yes, do you know? He's like reminding me, I'm all knowing, remember?
Amen.
He doesn't have to catch up with us. We got to catch up with him. And I'm like, oh, I'm like, hey, excuse me. Okay, if that's what you want, I'll do it. I said, you sure? I'm the high school dropout. Do you know what an MBA? He's like, just do it. He's like, God's like Nike. God's the Nike. He's the ultimate Nike commercial. And God will be like, just do it. And, you know, we'd be all worried. But God, I can't. And, you know, God's like, would you just go on? just go on and put one step out there and I'll make. You know how we were kids growing up and they used to tell us that back then? I know my mother and them always used to say that. If you make one step, God will make two. I wish I had a dollar for every time I heard that. I would never have to work. So I was like, okay. But now I see why. Because like somebody told it to me this way. They said, you can see down the street, but God can see around the corner. You know.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And, you know, it's just so, you know, it's just so God that you said all of that because, you know, we do doubt the call that's on our lives. I was in a service last night at my church, and the preacher was sharing that when Mary found out, when she was told that she was going to carry Jesus, she was like, me? She couldn't believe it. And she just kept doubting until the angel let her know that her cousin Elizabeth was also pregnant. And once she found out and went to Elizabeth and was connected, and that's nothing. That's exactly. She knew that the call was real. And we
she felt that baby leap.
That's exactly right. Yes.
The baby kicked. Jesus went, I'm here.
Yes. And
praise
God. Nothing better than being connected with someone else who has dreams and visions and goals, you know, and so that will just ignite empowerment and for people to go to the next level. It's so exciting, Coach Lalisa, and you bring that to the table for everyone, and you know, I want to thank you again for that because you just ignite excitement and for us to go to the next dimension in our lives, and it's so important.
You know what, Kiva? It was such a battle. Oh, my God. It's been a fight. It's been a fight for the past 8 years. It's been a battle to do what I do. And so many times I wanted to give up. No, really about 12 years. Because after the second year, I didn't only want to give up. I did give up. Some of you know my story. I not only gave up, you know, I walked away from my 10-year marriage and I was just living crazy. It's just horrible. I gave up, you know, and that's what the enemy wants. And it wasn't till that came to me is that, you know, I had all these thoughts of why I left my marriage, right? I thought it was this and that. But when I came to the realization that what was at the heart of the breakup was that the enemy wanted it. That's when it turned around, because I said, the devil is a liar. And I will not give in to the devil. I will not, because I'd already done that, you know, prostitution, dropping out of high school, you know, mistreating my mother and being a rebellious youth. You know, I had already given in to the devil so many times, okay, in my life, allowing myself to be molested, never telling anyone. That was me that did that. You know, there was no gun to my head. But this time I said, no way, I'm not giving in. I finally realized it was just Satan wanting me to give up and to destroy me. And I was like, oh no. And that's when I went and I said, I'm taking it back. And at that time, because this was 2000, I didn't know anything about, you know, Donnie McClurkin and Lord Douglas, whoever sings those songs, you know, taking back what the devil has stole from me. But I knew some scriptures, though, since I was brought up in the church. And I knew that God, one thing I knew, that scripture that said, you know, the devil's already defeated. I knew that one. I knew that from a child and some of the songs. And let me tell you, and now, you know, I'm living here in this beautiful home, and me and my husband, you know, back together now 10 years. And,
amen.
You know, and you know, you talk about walking in victory.
Yes.
You know, you take anything the devil has stole from you, and believe me, you're going to be launched in a heavy anointing, because the enemy knows now that he can't cross that line. And even though we're going to walk humbly, as absolutely, we're going to walk humbly, but guess what? We ain't scared of the devil, that's for sure. But I remember when he tried to take all of this from me, and he still attempts. Don't get it twisted. You know, every day, you don't need to do that. You should stop. You shouldn't do it. Okay? Every day, he comes to say, stop. But every day, God sends people like you, like Miss Cooper, like so many others, like Miss Tina and Hope and Versi and all the others. Every day, you know, as a matter of fact, God has people waiting. They're waiting on you to just make a move, as Pastor Rebecca would say. Woman, thou art loosed, now bust a move. You got to make a move now. You've been loosed. God already loosed you. You may think you're in chains, but you're not. You may feel like you're in bondage, but you're not. You already loosed, but you got to bust a move. You got to get up and do something. Yes, go ahead, Kiva.
That's exactly right. Amen. It's so true. It's so true. We do have to make a move. Just do it. Just like you said, as Nike says, it's so true. Just go and do it. Do it.
Even if you're scared.
That's exactly right.
Hey, your knees may be knocking all the way while you're walking up to that door to knock on that door. Knees knocking, hands sweating, you're trembling, you think you're about to pass out. Do it anyway. If you got to pass out right there in the person's arms that you're about to go and ask them for that loan. You got to ask them for that building. You never know when God is going to turn their heart to say yes to you. So that's why you can't stop knocking. You may have already knocked on 1,000 doors and got no. But God needs to see your faith. He needs to see when you keep coming, when everybody says no, will you trust the gift inside of you? Or will you say, oh, well, God must have wanted me to have that, no way. You know, people told me I really couldn't sing, no way. People told me I really wasn't an entrepreneur, no way. So are you going to do that, or are you going to listen to God's voice that says, I gave you a gift, it's there, but I need to see you moving and acting in faith? Because just to open the first door, it doesn't take any faith for that. Because there's going to come a time in your life where you're going to need to know that you have great faith. Some kind of an illness is going to hit you. There's going to be a death in the family. There's going to be something that's going to come at, well, you know, look at this economy, look at the world. There's going to be stuff that's going to come at you that you're going to need to know that you have the kind of walking on water Peter faith. Sitting in the fiery furnace like, you know, the three Hebrew boys. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You're going to need to know that you got the Daniel kind of faith that when everybody around you is doing one thing, you got to stay focused on what God has given you. It's going to come a time that you need to know that you got that kind of faith. There's going to come a time where your child is going to be challenged with something. And so the faith must be tested. And it can't be tested if every time you ask for something, you got it. Every time you knocked on the door the first time it opened. No. Faith building comes through trials and trials and trials of things, okay? Yes, go ahead, Kiva.
Well, that's exactly right. your troubles, you know, that will come. I found out later, I'm like, yes, those were trials and testings. And I had to keep knocking on doors. Yes, everything you said happened. People would say no. People told me, you can't dance, and or you can't speak well. You don't do this. I was told when I was in high school that I wasn't smart enough to go to college, and I believed the lie. But thank God, He stayed with me. He did not give up on me. And he got me out of that mindset, amen? And so I was able to rise above that. And I just thank God, because now I have Women of Destiny, Men of Valor. I have Kiva Renee dancing for him, and I do dance for him. It's a tool. People need to understand these tools that we need to go to the next dimension in our lives. And what's inside me must come out.
Yes.
So, I just thank him. I just thank him.
Yes. Live, how does Les Brown say, live full and die empty. As, oh, yes, he does. That he's got a powerful message out there. Live full and die empty. Get it all out. Do everything that God wants for you to do. I know the Bishop Noel Jones preaches a sermon. He's like, God's going to make you laugh. In other words, God is going to fulfill you to such a level when you begin to use your gifts and talents. You can't help but to laugh. He's going to make you happy.
That's exactly right.
Yes, he's going to make you happy. Because here's the thing. You're here to show his glory, to show his, you know, these are his skills and talents. These are his gifts that he gave to us. He parted unto men gifts. This is showing a facet of him. It's like when you have, it's like with Calissa, your daughter. You see, you see her doing things that, you know, you taught her, or you showed her how to do, and how honored you feel. I'm sure. Even if you don't say anything, I'm sure inside your heart there's this warm feeling when you see her doing the things you showed her how to do, or something that you know was passed down through her genetically or, you know, hereditary. She picked that up from her mommy and her daddy. How proud you guys feel when you see this. Well, that's how God feels. These are gifts, talents, skills, and abilities that he's given us. How proud he feels and how he's glorified when we use them. Because here's the thing. It's not about you, not about me. It's about others looking at us and knowing. See, when people look at you, Kiva, and they see you dance, as I've done, you can't help but to know there's a God. I can look at you and tell you couldn't dance like that on your own. You couldn't do that without his power.
There's no way. No.
I can look at any entertainer and say that. Everybody doesn't give God the glory. I mean, I can look at Beyonce and say the same thing. There's no way she can make any of those moves jump over chairs or whatever else she does on that stage if God did not give her that power. Now, and the same thing I could say about, now, Michael, every time I saw Michael Jackson, I could see the glory of God because that man was so talented. He couldn't do that stuff on his own. He needs God's power. Everybody needs his power.
Yes, we do.
But now, okay, understandable. Not everybody's going to give him the glory, though. That's the only difference. Everybody got his power. Everybody using his tools and his abilities and his skills. That's understood because he gave it to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
He's no respecter of persons. But yeah. Here's the thing. Everybody's going to say, God, to God be the glory. That's what separates our gifts and talents, is that we know where they came from. And we acknowledge it. They know, too. And that's why you'll see, oftentimes, you'll see great entertainers, when they come to win their awards or whatever, they get their acknowledgments or whatever, what's the first thing they say? Well, we thank God for this. They know who gave it to them. And, I mean, some people may argue and say, well, that was them giving God the glory right there. Well, maybe that's your opinion. Great. Well, my opinion, that ain't enough. To all year long, you know, live one kind of way, then on that 1 year when you got your award, okay, to God be the glory. No.
Right.
He gives them the glory. Yeah, we give him the glory every day.
Yes, we do.
Not one day a year.
It's absolutely,
anyway, not.
That's the key.
Not,
mm-hmm. Right? That's the key.
Yes.
The key
is to
give him the glory, the thanksgiving, and the praise. That's the key.
Every day. Only when it suits us and we're in front of a big camera. No. We do it every day. That's what we do. And I'm not ashamed of it. And I do it every day. And I'm going to continue to do it every day. Because God told me, when he had me do that seminar over there on South Orange Avenue in Newark, New Jersey, I can't think of the name of the church, St. Aloysius, I think, or something like that, on South Orange Avenue, about two blocks up from Bergen. And there were like maybe seven, I think there were maybe a total of seven people showed up, and one was my mom and my sister and my husband. That was three. Then there was Leslie and Aunt Bette, and my cousin and my aunt. That was five. And then Vanessa came. That's a lawyer friend of mine. And another lady came that we didn't know, but we met her the night before when we went to the building to make sure we knew how to cut on the lights. When we got there, there was a group there. But how did you know time would go so fast? Well, that's all we have time for today. It's been great talking with you, Miss Kiva.
Yes, awesome. Thank you for having me.
Oh, much, much success to you, men of valor, to women of destiny. Awesome, awesome, awesome. To Kiva, dancer, dancing for him. You got to go check her out. I told you already, she's on Facebook. You can look her up. Connect with her. Thank you to those of you who tuned into the show. Thank you for staying with us the entire show. Please send me a message on Facebook or go to my website, and I hope to see you on tomorrow. We'll be back on Monday for more of the Coach Lalisa Show, for empowerment, for acknowledgement, for knowledge and information coming to you, motivating you to be all that you can be. Now it's time to get up, move on up, and don't forget to bust a move. And bye.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge, share the love, share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.